people was getting nervous after dark. You see, some dude had been flashing in the park. He wore a long trench coat and left pornographic notes and giggled obscene remarks. Now the chief, who was the former private eye, said, never fear, we'll apprehend this crazy guy. Yeah, we got a great plan, and we're gonna send our best man, Jones of the FBI. Well, the plan was bound for success, although it called for a little daring finesse. See, Jones would stroll alongside and appeal to his pride with a challenge for a flashing contest. And then, when all the flashing began, well, Jones would have his man. When he'd seen enough, he'd snap on them cuffs. But there was just one catch to the plan. Now, should Jones be caught somehow?
Be caught.
Well, the department would completely
disavow
any knowledge of him. He'd be out on the lake. Good luck, Jones. Go get him now. Meanwhile, a gray Chevrolet had staked out the park that same day. And unknown to Jones, he wasn't working alone. Out stepped Smith of the CINA. Now, Smith's orders were explicit. Arrest that flasher illicit. But should the assignment be blown, well, old Smith was all on his own. No help could he ever solicit. Now, Smith's plan made pretty good sense. What he'd do, see, he'd gain the flasher's confidence. He began the flash. Then when the villain got brash, he'd handcuff for evidence. Go get him, Smith. You too, Jones. Now, Smith and Jones saw each other over by the fountain. Things got tense. The suspense was mounting. They both thought they'd spotted their man, so they went to phase two of their plan. And the following details defy recount. Old Jones challenged Smith to the duel. And old Smith thought to himself, ooh, I got you now, you fool. And in a mutual flash, they both made a mad dash. And splash, fell into the pool. Have mercy. Now how the rest happened, nobody knows. But in the struggle, they both lost all their clothes. They came up with a sputter, handcuffed to each other, naked from their heads to their toes. Now long about this time, here come the real flashers. He made a citizen's arrest over loud and obscene protest. Yeah, and he hauled them down to jail, and they were booked without bail. Sad situation at best. To make matters worse, they tried to make an explanation, and they found out that they'd lost all their identification. Yeah, and the FBI and the CINA didn't claim any association. Well, they pleaded and swore they'd never do it again, so they didn't have to serve any time in the pen. Yeah, their sentence was suspended, provided they both attended rehabilitation classes for dirty old men. Talking about Jones and Smith.
And Jones,
yeah, old Smith and Jones.
Jones and Smith, yeah.
Super sleuths.
Jones and Smith, yeah.
Based on the draw men of the law.
And Jones, yeah.
Hey, I like that rockin' band.